Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Cinephile, this one's for you. Your love of film allows us to do what we do. If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to hit that subscribe button. From Spotify to Apple to our video versions on YouTube, subscribing matters. Feel really compelled? Well, we want to hear from you. Have a burning question? An indie filmmaker we need to interview or a film we need to know about? Think you can make us laugh on the air? Drop us a comment or a review.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing a new puffy.
What do you think?
Well, I kind of try to keep the same uniform for the last 59 episodes.
If I go, woohoo, be like the doughboy.
Yeah, that's great. The great Chris Kelly's here with us, everybody.
Glad to be here, and as always, Bryn.
And Bryn.
I didn't notice your puffy, but I do now, and it's beautiful. I love the red lining there. That's so very sweet.
The red zipper makes it sort of a nice trim. And
you can tell it looks expensive.
Yeah, well, it is. I got it in South Africa. I don't want to brag, but anyway.
All right.
Let's get to our first guest. His name is Nate Cohn, and he is with the Ebert Fest. Nate, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Nate.
You're part of Ebert. What's your role at Ebert Fest? What do you do there?
I'm the festival director and have been since the festival started in 1999.
Oh, all right. Great. And as the festival director, like, what are your duties?
I try to do as little as possible. But,
that's good. Perfect. It's the way to do it, man.
Yeah. Chaz Ebert and I sort of select the films that we show at the festival. Our festival is kind of unique. We don't take submissions.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we only show a dozen films at each festival. So Chaz and I look over lists of films that Roger liked and also films that we've seen in the past year that we think might work at the festival.
Very cool.
Can you remind me the dates of the festival this year?
Yeah, it's next week. It's April 20th through the 23rd in Champaign, Illinois at the Virginia Theater.
Now, is this entirely in person? Is it part in person, part online?
No, it's all in person. We canceled our festivals during the two pandemic years. We don't believe in that festival and virtual should be in the same sentence.
Oh, that's a good stance. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I think the movie theater experience is so important, and I'm glad that you fight for that because I believe in that 100%. And the filmmakers want you to see a movie in the theater as well.
Exactly.
So we
have a great theater. We have a
that's what I've heard.
Restored movie palace.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm coming next week.
Well, hold on, Chris. Don't jump ahead here. We're about to get to that.
Okay, all right.
I mean, come on. Nate, what movies are you excited about this year?
Well, of course, I'm excited about all of them. We are showing the documentary Gilbert, which is about Gilbert Gottfried, who passed away a couple days ago. He was going to be with us, so we're really quite heartbroken about that, but we're still going to show the film. The director of the film will be there, and I believe somebody named Chris Kelly will
exactly.
be there.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah,
there
exactly.
it is.
So I was going to be honored to be with him, but we'll be honored to honor him. Mm-hmm. as we discuss the film.
So wait a minute, Chris. You're telling me you're going to be on a Gilbert Gottfried panel?
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. So Chris, what? Tell me like. what you love about Gilbert.
Look,
tell
I mean,
me some of your moments.
He's a comedy legend. I have a deep, deep appreciation for comics and stand-up comedy and the way that it's run. And he's just been legendary over time. And he became best known, I mean, with the Aladdin performance, you know, in the Disney movies on the clean side of things. Mm-hmm. And then he's known for not so clean stuff in other areas in stand-up and being, you know, sort of impressively, you know, offensive, quite frankly, but also widely known in the comedy community and the film community in general as one of the nicest guys in show business. So, and I believe the documentary shows that very well. So it'll be an honor to honor him.
This is really beautiful, Nate, because, you know, so many people did love Gilbert, and it seems like you guys are going to be the kind of the first major outlet to do a tribute.
We might be. I mean, I don't know who else is doing what, but I'm sure that it will be. I mean, you just have to look at the film, which you can also find online, streaming, to understand what a remarkable person he was.
Jekyll and Hyde
type character. You know, he's one person on stage and a completely different person at home, and the documentary shows that.
Yeah, and just the celebration of him online with clips and everything else from some of the most prominent people in show business, not just comedy, you know, or testament to how you know widely beloved he was. And
exactly.
Is.
Nate, are there any other movies this year that you're looking forward to?
Well, as I say, I look forward to all of them. We're showing a film called Golden Arm, which is about women arm wrestlers. It's produced, written, and stars women. It's quite an extraordinary documentary. I mean, Roger's original idea for the documentary was to show films that have been overlooked by audiences, critics, or distributors. And this is a film that falls into that category. We're also showing Passing, which was not given the love it deserved at the Academy Awards. And something our festival does that very few festivals do is we always try to get the filmmakers, someone from the film, to come with the film to the festival. And our after film discussions are substantial. They go on for 45 minutes to an hour. And so, with Golden Arm, we're having two of the actors from the film and the screenwriters of the film are coming with that.
That's great. That's great. Well, before we end the interview, I always like to know, you know, Nate, you're a film aficionado, you know, movies. Tell me two or three movies that you really love that really kind of inspire you. They could be movies that we've all seen. They could be off the beaten path, but it's an opportunity to kind of expand people's understanding of movies.
Well, I teach at the University of Georgia screenwriting and producing, and I always ask my students that question, and then they ask me, and I never have an answer. But I'll just say The Third Man, which has always been one of my favorite films. And another film I liked very much was the Polish film Cold War, which came out a few years ago, and we also showed it at the festival. Great. So those are a couple of black and white films, which reminds me, we are showing Nightmare Alley. We're showing a 35mm black and white film at the festival on Saturday night. So that's something to look forward to.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's really great. Well, his name is Nate Cohn. He's the director of the Ebert Fest. It's happening. What were the dates one more time, Nate?
April 20th through the 23rd. And there are still passes available for the entire festival at ebertfest.com.
We'll get this up fast so that
and
can be properly promoted.
You can meet Chris Kelly in person.
There we go.
I mean, don't forget that part.
What more could you ask for?
Nate, thank you so much for your time, my man. Really appreciate
take
it.
Care.
See you next week.
All right, brother. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.